This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Noelle King. There was a time, not that long ago, when movie trailers were the ads that you had to sit through before you got to see the film you paid for. But that has changed. These days, we seek trailers out, and maybe we even enjoy them a little. Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports on the growing market for movie trailers.
The official theatrical trailer for the new Star Wars movie isn't out yet. But already the official teaser trailers have been viewed more than 75 million times and have grabbed enough headlines to keep an army of stormtroopers distracted for hours.
The Force is strong in my family.
So is the force of Disney's marketing department, which has eventized each dribble of new footage from the upcoming film. And what's that word, eventize, you ask?
It's creating a frenzy. It's creating a deep, deep anticipation.
That's publicity strategist Aline Miles.
Trailers have become pretty much the main event, or I should say the undercard, I guess, to the main event.
According to Google, YouTube users watch 35 million hours of movie trailers on their phones in just the first half of the year. Trailers are enough of a draw, they sometimes run with ads in front of them, often for another movie.
Starts everywhere October 2nd.
It's basically a trailer for a trailer, and the trailer genre has expanded dramatically.
Instead of just one theatrical trailer, you're getting the green band, which is for everyone. You're getting the red band, which is R-rated.
Frederick Green studies movie trailers and marketing.
You have teasers, you have featurettes, you have a whole ecology of movie marketing materials.
Jurassic World, for example, had multiple full-length trailers, at least 24 different TV spots. Green says back in the 80s, there were 4 major trailer houses. Today, there are closer to 100.
You would think through the amount of trailers that are created, the quality would go down, but they're actually getting better.
That's Chris Walter. He's the head of a company called A Big Trailer. He's worked on trailers for The Hurt Locker, Neighbors, Despicable Me 2. He says as trailers have become their own events, they're getting the sort of scrutiny that used to be reserved for the movies themselves, and big budgets too. In some cases, $1 million at a single trailer house for a single film.
Studios will triple vend, quadruple vend, meaning they will send a film to 4 or 5 different trailer houses, and they will have a bake-off to see who does the best one.
But for all the new obsession, the goal of a trailer is still the same: to get people in to see the movie. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.